Welcome to Wave Rider Morning Dose, everything you need before the bell. Let's dive in.
All right, so Tuesday's rebound looked great on the surface, right? S&P up, small caps leading, sentiment surging. But here's the number I can't stop thinking about. 71% of stocks are above their 20-day moving average, yet only 53% are above their 40-day. That gap is your entire trading strategy today.
I mean, yeah, and that's the tension right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so walk me through what happened overnight, because I'm seeing some mixed signals.
Okay, so the S&P closed at 6,895, up 0.8%, and it kissed the 50-day moving average but settled just beneath it. That level is going to be critical today.
Right.
Russell 2000 outpaced at plus 1.2%, which is healthy. Risk appetite is broadening beyond mega cap tech. And consumer confidence, this was the surprise of the day, 91.2 versus 86 expected.
Oh, wow. Wait, all three components? Even the expectations index?
I mean, all three. Meaningful improvement despite all the tariff headlines.
Okay, that's actually wild given the macro noise. But I'm looking at the sentiment gauge, 356 bull signals versus 83 bears. Isn't that reading that bullish a warning sign? Aren't we getting crowded here?
It can precede continuation or exhaustion, and that's exactly why the 40-day breadth gap is the tiebreaker.
Yeah, right.
When only 53.4% of stocks are above their 40-day, the intermediate-term trend repair is still in progress. That's not at all clear. The market is like a patient who just sat up in bed and asked for breakfast. Encouraging, but the doctor hasn't signed the discharge papers yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the doctor hasn't signed the discharge papers. I'm using that. What about overnight? Any shocks?
Look, 10-year yield holding 4.03%, 2-year at 3.46%, Asian markets mixed, European bourses flat. No fresh shocks overnight.
Good. So we know where we stand on the tape. Now, tonight's calendar has one wild card every trader needs to be thinking about before the bell.
The State of the Union address tonight. No major economic data releases, no Fed speakers. This is the calendar event.
Right. But does the market actually move on State of the Union addresses? Give me a historical read.
Here's the thing, though. The speech itself, markets barely move in real time. It's the clips that get pulled overnight, the Wednesday morning narrative reset. That's where the actual move lives.
Ah.
And here's why it matters specifically now. Expected focus on affordability and economic policy could reset the tariff narrative. So think 3 days ahead. Take partial profits into today's strength, keep roughly 30% cash for reactive Wednesday deployment.
Yeah, totally. The State of the Union is like a halftime speech. It might not change the score, but it can completely change the energy for the second half.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Macro picture, check. Tonight's wild card, check. Now, let's get into the names because pre-market is already printing some serious moves.
Okay, so AMD is surging 8.77% to $213.84. The catalyst is a landmark 6-gigawatt AI deployment deal with Meta.
Wait, Meta specifically, not a consortium.
Meta specifically. And look, I know the first question is whether this comes at NVIDIA's expense.
That's exactly where my head went.
The pie is big enough for both right now. This validates that AI infrastructure spend is accelerating across multiple vendors, not consolidating to one. That's actually more bullish for the sector.
Oh, so it's a rising tide argument, not a share steal story. Right.
Exactly. BYPL exploding 6.73% to $47.02 on Stripe acquisition rumors. 1.7x volume confirmation.
Oh man, the M&A angle is huge right now.
And that's exactly the trap, because the rumor premium evaporates the second Stripe denies it. The $44 risk level isn't optional here. It's mandatory. If you won't honor that stop, you don't take the trade.
What about KEIS? I'm seeing a massive gap.
KEIS gapping 23.1% to $301.48 on a record earnings beat. But this is a patience play, not a chase. Wait for a pullback to the 50-day SMA near $285.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching FTAI too. The volume confirmation is what got me.
Yeah. FTAI at $303.93 is the standout continuation play. aerospace infrastructure up 6.9%, clean volume at 1.3x relative. This is the kind of name you own, not trade.
Right.
Mining basket, AG, KGC, SVM, all printing reversal signals as silver rallies to $87.51, up 99 cents. Spread risk across 2-3 names rather than concentrating.
Sure. So basically, makes sense. What's the scan backdrop?
167 continuation signals and 167 reversal signals. Market is churning, not breaking. Balanced opportunity set, but demands selectivity.
All right, but knowing which names to trade is only half the equation. The sector rotation story this morning is wild.
Utilities at the 98th percentile with a 4.18 reading.
98th percentile on utilities. That's not a sector. That's a bunker trade.
Right. And you mentioned the 2-year at 3.46% earlier. That's the mechanical driver. When the 2-year is falling, utilities become a yield equivalent trade. Industrials at 76th percentile, energy at 81st percentile.
And the laggards? Yeah.
I mean, financials at the 3rd percentile, negative 1.07 reading, worst sector in the market. Any individual pop in financials is an exception, not a trend. Technology recovering at 73rd percentile, but still 150 basis points below the January peak. Don't mistake a bounce for a breakout.
Consumer discretionary?
Stuck at the 24th percentile. Tariff fears keeping retailers defensive. But if the SATU delivers an affordability win tonight, this is the sector with the most catch-up potential.
That's the Wednesday morning trade to watch.
I mean, look, this market is like a buffet where the best dishes keep moving to different stations. If you're standing in one spot waiting, you'll miss the meal. Sector rotation is the game right now.
So what's the playbook?
Continuation plays in established uptrends, FTAI, CW, CRS. Favor names already above both the 20 and 40 day. The 71% versus 53.4% breadth gap means those names are the minority, and they're the ones to own. 2% maximum portfolio risk per position. 30% cash reserve for Wednesday reactive deployment.
And the 267 reversal signals.
Right.
Honestly, confirms volatility is persisting beneath the surface. Stock picker's market, not a buy everything tape. The SOTU is the only real unknown tonight. Everything else, the breadth gap, the sector rotation, the AMD setup, that's all readable. It's just Wednesday morning we need to stay loose for.
Think confident surgeon, not reckless cowboy.
Exactly that.
Yeah. All right. AMD, PYPL, FTAI, the mining basket, and one eye on the TV tonight. The rebound is real, but incomplete. Trade the continuation names in the leading sectors. Keep 30% cash for Wednesday's SOTU reaction, and size every position for 2% max risk. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the full Wednesday reaction playbook ready before the open. Whatever tonight delivers, we'll have your game plan. Let's go.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. See you next time.